W Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott with the latest on the coronavirus crisis in New Jersey. Could the worst soon be over? The answer to that question is a matter of perspective, and it means different things to different parts of our society and our economy. The peak of critical cases entering New Jersey's hospitals could come in the next few days. Technically, we could then be on the downward slope of the curve, but new infections will still happen, and experts say it could be June, July, maybe, before they'd even consider the health crisis over in New Jersey. Some say it won't truly be over until there's a vaccine. The economic pain will last much longer and will affect far more people than the virus. One of every seven New Jersey residents covered by unemployment insurance has already filed for new claims over the past 3 weeks.
Only six states recorded larger amounts of jobless claims over the last 3 weeks than the 577,000 in New Jersey. Rutgers Camden professor Dinesh Iyer says the job loss bottom can't be predicted, but the economy will recover eventually.
This is, I think, just the beginning, right? You're going to see the fallout from this go on for a little while.
Iyer says the federal government's help needs to focus on small business. He notes every state faces similar challenges with more than 15 million unemployment filings nationally.
This is caused by an external influence. Well, I think the long run is fine. I think we'll all be fine.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy and the state police adding more names to the governor's public knucklehead list of shame, those who defy his order not to gather or stay home. Two Pensaucan men arrested for arranging a large craps game in Camden for the second time. Two Pensaucan men were in the target of that investigation. A Milford man arrested for walking back and forth on Route 22 with an obscene poster and flipping off motorists. And a Union City man was repeatedly warned about gathering people on his property. He refused to comply and was finally arrested. It is a backward ban of sorts. A couple of state lawmakers want to end the use of reusable shopping bags, at least until the pandemic is over.
Assemblyman John DeMeo and Hal Wirths have announced legislation that would suspend all local ordinances concerning single-use plastics, of which there are more than 30 across New Jersey. Some communities, including Stafford, Atlantic Highlands, and Parsippany, already have rolled back restrictions until the coronavirus threat has subsided. Amid concern raised for COVID-19 contamination, the New Jersey League of Conservation Voters is urging shoppers to sanitize reusable bags and continue using them. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It is going to be a blustery day today, Dan.
The wind will continue to be our big weather story today with 40-plus mile-an-hour wind gusts expected throughout the daytime hours. You'll see some sun and some clouds, maybe a few showers out there. High temperatures today only reach about 50 degrees. It'll be breezy and cold tonight. Not a good combination. Low temperatures 30 to 35. The wind chiller feels like temperature could dip into the 20s overnight. Tomorrow will be bright and sunny, dry and still breezy with highs in the mid-50s. We'll warm into the mid-60s with calmer winds Sunday, increasing clouds, and a chance of rain developing late Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Swedesboro 40, Raritan 39, South Plainfield is 40. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.